Okay, so we were at the bottom of Chaf Bet Amud Bet, and the Gemara is continuing its Machloket Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehudah as to whether a Chatzer is Koveil HaMaaser for something that just passes through it. And the Gemara, as we've seen, is trying to figure out what Machloket it derives from or is parallel to. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan bar Rebbe, Shimon ben Lakish, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehudah. So Rabbi Yochanan holds like Shimon, and Reish Lakish hold like. Sorry, Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rebbe, and Reish Lakish holds like Rebbe. So, we'd seen earlier that if you pick things before Shabbat and you want to eat it after Shabbat, or as we saw after whatever, Rabbi Yochanan holds that as soon as Shabbat hits, it becomes a tevel. Right, we saw there are other positions of what Shabbat could mean, but okay, stam Shabbat. And Reish Lakish says that it does not, right? Meaning the Amoraim are arguing about whether something that simply passes through Shabbat is koveya or not. So the Gemara says maybe that's parallel. That Rabbi Yochanan, just like he holds that if you pass through Shabbat, it's koveya. So if you pass through the Chatzer, it's koveya. And Reish Lakish will say no. So the Gemara says no. Right? You know, this is something that you find interestingly so much in halacha, the equation of time and space. Right, where we learn the laws of Kedushat HaMakom and Kedushat HaZman from each other, from Shabbat to Mishkan, from Mishkan to Shabbat. Rabbi Yochanan kirebi, he said, listen, Rabbi Yochanan can hold like Rebbe. A field is where Rabbi Yossi Yehuda, but he can also like Rabbi Yossi Yehuda. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan can hold that a chatzer is not koveya, if something simply passes through, because Chomer will be Shabbat. Shabbat, the Kedushat Shabbat is different. Shikain nisharim asurim. How do we know? Because branches that fall off by themselves on Shabbat, they're mukta. And therefore what? So when maybe when the Rabbanan made the gzeira, his Dharma Fulda says. Is v'shabbat chamur mechatzer shekempered on oshrim elihen asurim b'shabbat v'chein eight sim shem shemadek asurim b'shabbat mishum mukta ava gav shelo al yadohin boin nasan asurim b'shabbat. Right, the nature of the isur mukta is that even things that become us or by themselves no human involvement, there's an isur. Chinami pered as shabbat tov lana filo shel midaito. Now this is a fascinating comparison. What does mukta have to do with this? Right, but at some level, what he's saying is that the isur. You know, simply Shabbat has a certain power or something like that. Another possibility is from the Chazon Ish. And the Chazon Ish says that no, right? Fruits or branches that fall off are mukta because they're not mukhan, right? We've talked about this before. Is mukta makseh, it's the active being pushed aside, or it's simply not mukhan. So they fall off before Shabbat, they're automatically considered mukhan. Even if you don't do it actively, right? Either because there's a presumed mukhan or they're not hukzeh midato. So Rabbi Yochanan will hold that whether or not you actively want it to be, you know, used on Shabbat, it's as if it's designated Shabbat. That presumption of hachana is what makes it that, well, this could have been Shabbat food. A third explanation is that. Nashrim shenashrim elihen asurin is not about mukta, right? So if you look at the Pnei Moshe, he says as follows. He says that that they're usher to eat without Meiser, even after Shabbat as Tevel. She came as you know, feel perish and nashu me'alehen kodem a Shabbat, kishegi a Shabbat asurun lechol, da Shabbat kovat. And other Reish Lakish, etc. Right? So he says, the Shabbat is more chamor in terms of making Tevel than a chatzer, because the fruit fall into a chatzer by itself. It's not koveya. Whereas fruit falls off a tree on Shabbat, it is koveya.
So Rabbi Yochanan just holds that the Shabbat is more chamor in the sense as well, that if you pass through it, you are chayev. The Rashi really has yet a different interpretation. So if you look at the Rosh Relio, he says, the Shabbat Chamir, the Chinashum Elihen, the Af Al Gav, the Lo Notlan Humeilan, Elashan Ashmatman, Asurin, the Migud, Itzkatsoy, the Venashmashat, Itzkatsoy, the Kulayoma. Like Shabbat has this magic power that if something was Muktzah, Venashmashat, it stays Muktzah the whole day. Alma, the Kedushan Hayom Gorem, which shows that there's like a magic to the power of Shabbat. Chanamilin, in Meister, Ilu Ochlan Bishabbat, the Iman Shabbat, Milo Kava, Venachta, Laiva, Kim Nachta, Laiva, Nachta. Right? The Kedusha of Shabbat descends on it, and Zeu. Now, what about the other way? So, Gemara says, Rishim and Lakish, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, and Rish Lakish can also like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. But Afil, Kedizbar Karebi, can also like Rabbi. Because Chomer, who Bachatzer Beit HaShmirah, there's a Chomerah of a courtyard, Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Mekach, Lachatzer, Shabbat Inan Torah. These three are not D'oraita, or they're only D'rabbanan. And Rivimi, B'Shem Rishim and Lakish, Hamachuver Shebechulan, and the clearest one, the one that is d'oraita, is chater beit shmira. So if chater is d'oraita, so then, so obviously it's going to be more chamer. The others are d'rabbanan, and this one is d'oraita. Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, hayu lo shtei chater. If you had two courtyards, achad b'magdolo, v'achad b'tveria, ha'aviran b'zush b'magdolo, you pass through the courtyard in Magdolo, lo'ochlan b'zush b'tveria, you didn't tveria, kem j'vien der chater. Since you pass through the first courtyard in a way that leaves it mutar, again, following the position of Yossi Berbi Yehuda, mutar, right, so it remains mutar in the second one, which is interesting, right? Meaning, even though it's now in a second one, that's the Mar Folda. So the Gemara says, well, this is a bigger chiddush. Because he said, even if you're, it's only if you pass through to get to a potter place. You're now in a potentially chayiv. Once you might have thought that creates chayiv and mechivin derech heter mutter. But since you pass through the first one in a heter matter, it remains mutter. Now, this is quite strange. So, what else could this mean? So, if you look at the Gra, he says as follows. Even if you eat it in the first chatzer, you're potter because it's b'derech ara. You're passing on to to the second one, right? Again, even if, and the Ridbaz says the same thing, and that's that is the chiddush, and that is a big chiddush. The Rosh Tzurilio, says that it's only in the first courtyard in Magdala where you're not chayev, but the second one, in fact, you would be chayev. Right, and he says, "Kevin loyet ed achol mechatzer demagdal ela havar ba'alma mechivin shetzian misham derech ma'atol alicha achol mechatzer tver loar minin matzah minin mino v'neir over derech asher lechol manarai." Right, he doesn't like wake up the chiyuv. So why is this a bigger chiddush? Because you might have said, "Look, if it's going to go to a place of p'tur, that's one thing. But if you bring it to a place of chiyuv, so you might have thought that like they connect." Okay, right now, the Graz Perush that we saw, right, he agrees with Mara Fulda that the courtyard in question is the second one, doesn't make it Tevel, he agrees with Right in this, sorry, the Gra is two different Gersot, one where he agrees with the Marafolda, one where he agrees with the Rash Cirilio. I read you Gra one, it's like Marafolda, the second one is like Rash Cirilio. This is a machloket, whether it's the second one is Kovea. Okay. Fine. So, once you begin meeting in a mutter way, it's mutter, it continues mutter, even if you go into a, right, this is Relazar found later on in Truma. There it says you're eating in a in a garden, then you go into a chatzer. So Relazar says you can finish that cluster. And the Chiddush is, and this is how most Mepharshim saying that even though, you know, it's, you're now in a place of Chiyuv. Now the Pnei Moshe, says this differently. I mean, he says, "Hal Yerlozer b'Tosefta." It's not the Mishnah. Ve'idu Perek Tla'el. Guy plucked Yerlozer Chamim b'Torim Peret Achal Nigmar Malachton. That you give truma before you finish the Malachton. Hatam Umod Yerlozer Chamim b'Torim Shibalin Vatan Lazon Goren Anavim Vatan Lazon Yayin Zaitim Vatan Lazon Shemen. When I write, you can eat right. Alma the Sfer Mechem Shidchob and Der Heter Mutter Klomar to be Kol Shekin Lo Asa Ben Ma'isa Ki Im Shemen Der Chatzer. So if you just did a Ma'isa. Even if you started the action, and that's the way in which he's more. Okay. So then the Mishnah says, Hamotzi Po'alav, if you take your workers to the field, so if they have rights to food, so they can eat one at a time, but not from the basket, box, or the pile. So nichalom and asal and a kupa. So I understand why he can't eat from a box or a basket. So why can't he eat from the pile? Right? They're just on the ground. They're not mitzuraf. Kamada tamer tamon, like you say later on, that melaket achad va'ochel the imtzir of chayev emor av hachakin. Why do you say that here? So yosef mukta azav dom mitzuraf. The pile is considered combined. They're not really, but they're sort of like combined. Now this follows Marfold and Grom, right, who says the figs can't be eaten from a basket because they are mitzuraf. Right, now this is a chiddush because we'd only talked about the buyer holding two of them. But here they're in the place there by the seller, and that's considered being combined. Chazanish disagrees. And he says that the Mishnah's halacha of the figs can't be eaten. I'm rasking a box, is because the processing makes it a sale. Right now, it would seem therefore that this would only be the case of the farmer, that if the farmer in fact wasn't done, then you'd be allowed to eat. However, once you say that something in a pile is considered combined, so it could be something in a basket is considered combined. Now the Chazanish says that this chumra derabanan, which says that things are in one, you know, place, is derabanan as another nafkamina. Because earlier we'd seen that workers who have a claim on food, they can't eat without giving maaser. Figs that were brought into the chatzer going to be dried. Right, and the Chazanish says the reason that this is even, as they imply there, even by one at a time, is because we're treating them, once they're gathered, as being together. Though we saw there another possibility that the workers can't eat the figs one by one because then there are two factors working towards them being chayev, the mekach and going to the chatzer, in which case this would not be connected. The Rosh Cirilio has another perush here. And he says, as follows, the time they came into Kitzel Mazon of Achel and Amukta Chasha Kilu Yichid Lo Mash Ochav and Gmar Malach and Megoret. That putting it in a pile and telling them to eat from them, that's Gmar Malacha. And it's dealing with the case where they're not allowed to eat in Ochel and Torah, etc. Right, but that Vahad Tzir of Chayev Hainu Shtayim, etc. And that's how he understands this. Okay, so then the Mishnah had said that if you're hired to work with olives. So ochal achad v'achad upatur. you should eat one at a time and be potter. But if you take a second, then you're a chayef. So Tana debate, Rebbe, ochel kedarko upater. You can eat the normal way, two at a time, and still be potter. So Biona boy. Man and Kayam, what's the case? If you were hired to work with olives and pick them, that you're eating as a worker, and everyone knows you're allowed to eat it. And if he was hired to, you know, hoe underneath the trees or something like that, he can only eat one at a time. But if he adds them together, he's chayv, because he doesn't have the right to eat it. So Ella Kinan Kayam. So what must the case be? Bishasachro lenakesh imo bezeitim. To hire him to weed the olives, meaning to cut off the bad olives, to allow the better olives to grow. Now this is not considered working with them because you're not really working with these. You're not really picking them, right? You're picking them as a form of weeding. And the Gemara says, "Mean the Batral Nakesh Bitzalim." Since the later part of the Mishnah talks about weeding, right? The stunted the onions and the like. Amar Lamanat Lochel Yarek, and he said, "I'm working in the condition that I can eat them. Mekartem Ala Alav Ochel and Sarah Chayv. You can eat one at a time and not more." And this is similar, right? Where you're weeding out good food. It's weeding, but it's a food, and that's where you're going to be. Chayev. Now, the Gra notes that there's no machloket by the onions. Now, the reason might be, he says, right, because the onions you normally plant somewhere else. So, they don't remain detached from the ground. So, so everyone agrees that you're not really allowed to eat. But in the case of the olives, you could argue that maybe it is considered detached, and you don't have rights to it. Now, many of the Rishonim disagree with the way we read it, and they had the girsa of lenakish imo b'zeitim, not la'ador. Right, and the Rambam has a girsa of lenakish tachar hazeitim, which they mean to hoe under, which is equivalent to the Rosh. But according to this, La'asodimon megufo shel zeitim is someone who is doing avoda on the olive trees themselves, like pruning the branches. And the Gemara is saying that in this case, Rebbe agrees with the Mishnah that you're not allowed to eat the olives. Only in the case where the worker is under it does he disagree with the Mishnah and say that he is allowed. So what's the reason for the difference, right? You're not detaching the olives. So the Marafulda says as follows. He follows this. And he says that the Torah only allows you to eat if the work is on the fruit and not the tree, right? So if you look at him, he says, right, they're arguing that everyone agrees in order to be allowed to eat, you have to be working with the fruit and not the tree. But you can argue about what the status of the tree, of what it means to work with the tree. So if you're picking from the fruit of the tree, that's fruit. If you're pruning the tree, it's clearly working on the tree and not the fruit. But what if you hoe under the tree? Because it benefits the tree and the fruit on the tree. So that is the Mishnah considers that working the tree and you don't have rights. And the Braita considers it working the fruit and says you are allowed to eat it. And then the Gemara proves it from the case of Lenakesh Bibitzalim, which the Marafolda thinks means actual weeding. And he says that just like in this case, you're improving the soil around the onions by weeding. So the earlier one should be improving the soil around in hoeing. The Rambam holds Lenakesh Bibitzalim means oh, among the onions. Okay. A version of this appears in the Pnei Moshe as well.
The Or Sameach has a different take on this, building on the Marafolda, and he says the Machloket is whether Menakesh is Chayim Mishum Choresh. Do we define weeding as Choresh? The Merape Ara, because it weakens the land, or Chayim Mishum Zareya, or Zareya the Matzmach Peter, because it makes the fruit grow. And that's the Machloket, right? Meaning you're weeding, but the question is, do you view it as helping the ground or helping the fruit? Okay, you know what? Let's leave the very bottom of the Gemara for tomorrow. Okay, we'll leave it here.